Coach, can you tell us a bit about Andre? First of all, you got your man, and what can fans expect from him?
Yeah, well, obviously he's good with the three-point shot. We felt that we need to stretch the defense more than what we have done and be a threat from outside. I think it was kind of a tipping point last week when we only attempted 11 three-pointers, and the week before I think Jesse had 10. So it was just a balance thing, and so hopefully the flight's not too bad on him and jet lag, and he'll be okay out there today.
Are you confident he can give you more than that elite outside shooting? Does he need to give you more than that?
No, that's, obviously his defense and getting putting pressure on the court and working with Damo and Casey is going to be a big factor. And see how he sinks in with the team. Hopefully it's a smooth transition, and we won't know that until we get out there.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's cleared to play. We did our office staff have done a great job to get him cleared, internationally cleared, so he'll definitely suit up.
What are you expecting from him first game?
Well, I hope he drops eight three-pointers. It'll be all right, wouldn't it? The expectations are pretty low first game, especially just flew in here, got here yesterday. So he's got to learn a new system, new teammates, and, there's nothing better than doing it here at the Red Army when you've got 12-odd thousand. So hopefully he gets out there and enjoys.
Minutes-wise, what are you planning?
Yeah, look, if he plays any more than 15, 20, I'd be surprised. But, if he starts to get the ball in the hole, he'll stay out there. But it's just the synergy with the rest of his teammates and make sure we're on the same page out there.
Do you run him through a bit of, basic plans and plays and stuff like that and just try and go for that level as opposed to anything else?
Yeah, hopefully we've got a good practice today and then tomorrow morning get him through the basics, and hopefully he's smart enough and got a good basketball IQ, and he can pick things up pretty quickly.
What is the balance between him training with the blokes and getting used to just running around and getting used to them and knowing the actual game plan?
Yeah, look, it's tough. It's tough. You would like at least a week if you change your imports to get that time in. But, we've got to use his basketball smarts out there, and we've got to use our smarts too to get him free so he's and can be a weapon from outside the three-point line.
Does age and maturity help?
Yes. Yeah, hopefully that... he's smart enough, and we'll know that when the bright lights come on tomorrow night.
So how come you ended up choosing Jaron over him? Because he said to us yesterday that, you guys had been in contact for a couple of weeks leading up and he knew it was coming. Why not go with him to start off with?
Yeah, well, that was the call we had to make during the July. So we just thought we wanted some more athleticism, but then the balance wasn't right. We wanted to have a skill set where they're complementary to each other. And bringing Casey in last year was complementary to Damo because they could work together. And we felt that it wasn't that much complementary on the roster, and we were struggling a little bit and teams were making adjustments for it. So we made the move now.
Trev, is Matty good to go?
Yes, real good. He'll get through practice. So that's some bright news that Matt's come back 3 weeks ahead of schedule, and he'll suit up tomorrow night.
Does he get the start?
We'll see how he gets through practice today. So if he does, he'll be close to it. But look, Jesse's been doing a great job there as well. So we'll work that out in the next day or so.
What kind of difference does he make coming into that rotation?
Just having Matt back on the court. He's, he's our leading rebounder. He's smart with the ball. He's a great passer. And that's what we've missed the last month. And, his leadership out there and his toughness is... can't wait for it back out there.
And how much does that help your depth as well, potentially being able to bring a Jesse or a Jamil off the bench as well for that second unit?
Yeah, we've got a good five-man rotation with the bigs now. We can stretch it with Jesse and Sean playing a bit of four. So the ducks are in a row, so hopefully they're in working order.
What does it do to Illawarra, Coach? Do you think bringing a new guy in like that and an unknown quantity, and they must be sort of racking their brains at the moment, how to handle it?
Yeah, well, I think he played with Holyfield, one of their imports last year, so they probably have a little bit of inside scoop with Dre's performance. So, yeah, look, the Hawks are super talented. Brodney Clark coming back in, he's a league MVP. We played him here in the last couple of years in the semi-final. So, they're going to be fully loaded, ready to go.
And as far as an outside shooter like that goes, is there much that you can do to stop a bloke like that if he sort of does get hot?
Put Damo on him.
Yeah, exactly.
It helps when you look down. You've got some pretty good defenders in that position, but, we know he's going to make some shots, and we just have to make sure it's not too many.
Jeff, with the double this weekend, are you confident Matty's going to be okay getting through that, and is there going to be some sort of minutes limit or no?
Not that I know of. Look, we'll just worry about Friday night and see how he pulls up, and hopefully he's good to go for both games.